You have found the podcast of possibilities. This is Tammy Coyne, alchemist and way shower, showing people how to transform their pain into possibilities. This is a storytelling podcast where I take you through various stories of my life, from childhood trauma to spirituality, to show you what's possible. Today's episode, I thought I would talk a little bit about loss and death. Tomorrow is my birthday, my 56th birthday, and that seems like a strange topic, doesn't talk about around your birthday. But, you know, death and loss has been part of my life now, my whole life. I will be 56 tomorrow. And when I think about the amount of death and loss that I've had in my life, it is overwhelming sometimes, especially if I speak about it to other people. So I want to talk to you a little bit about how I've managed to get through those times. By the time I was 5, I had been through quite a few experiences that would equate to loss. My biological father had left. My mom had become pregnant with another child and had left for a time. I stayed with another family. My brother was given up for adoption. We moved out of state, and my sister died, all by the time I was 5. There were a lot of other things that happened during that point, but specifically those types of losses in the first death. Then they began to snowball after that. It wasn't that I just would experience one loss or one death. It would be a series, and they would begin to pick up speed to the point that nearly every month had some sort of connection to death or loss. I've stayed stuck in death and losses a lot in my life, and so what I wanted to do was offer some things to do that might help you get through a little faster. First of all, grieving is your own process. No one can tell you when it's over. No one can tell you you've grieved enough, although people will try. People try to say helpful things to you, which are often incredibly painful. When my first husband was killed, I loved him dearly. He was my first in so many ways. He was the father to my children. And when people would ask me about his death, they would say, "Were you still married?" And I say, "No, we had divorced 5 years before." And they would say, "Oh, well, oh, okay." As if his death did not impact me because we were no longer married. We had been born in the same hospital by the same doctor. We had an amazing connection to each other. I was 17 when I got pregnant. We got married and tried to make it 10 years. Being married as a teenage couple with a baby wasn't easy. Being married was a challenge for us. That didn't mean we didn't care for each other. But because we weren't married, people tried to act as if that loss didn't matter to me. When my dad was killed, a lot of people didn't know about some of the abuse and tragedies that had gone on during his life and our life together. And when people would find out about that, somehow that meant that our grief shouldn't be. Well, people have a tendency to tell you what should and shouldn't be, and no one can tell you that. By the same hand, you could lose someone and it really not impact you much, and someone might tell you it should. You have a different connection with all of these people, with all of your pets, with all of the losses that have nothing to do with an actual person's death, but more a loss of something, of an idea, of a job, of a home, of a state, of a, you know, a shift, a change. Loss comes in many, many, many forms. And it impacts you differently every time. What keeps you stuck, and I've still not mastered this entirely, but what keeps you stuck is how you think about the death or the loss. The death or the loss happens in the moment. And we will experience the grieving in the moment. Then we will continue to experience grieving for a while that goes through many phases. People will say there are 5 stages of grief. Well, perhaps. There may be more. And you may move in and out of these stages of grief many, many times until you are done. Again, one of the things that have kept me stuck in my grief is staying in the past rather than being able to be in the present with what is happening. When it comes to loss, what I've been able to do that has helped me the most with the loss, and here I'm speaking specifically of loss, not of death. When I've had a loss, I've realized that the loss itself was clearing the path for the next thing, for the next piece of education, for the next spiritual lesson for me. Sometimes the loss came at my own choosing because I knew it was time to move forward. Sometimes I didn't move forward fast enough, and spirit has a tendency to create the loss. And it's when we hang on that we get stuck. But recognizing that, oh, okay, that loss happened so that this next piece could begin. That's a very helpful way to recognize that there was something coming that was for your highest and greatest good that could not come in until the other part fell away, no matter how painful it may have been. On the death front, oh, so many deaths in my life. And I was much able to, more younger, connect to people on the other side. And I'm working to get those skills back again. Because now I really have more people I love on the other side than on this side. But one of the things that have helped me the most is to change my belief system. My belief system, the belief system that I grew up with, was always confusing. They would talk about people go on, but yet people were always hanging out at the cemetery. And that didn't make sense to me, even as a child. I'm like, why is everybody at the cemetery? If my person is gone on, why am I here? Can't I just speak to them wherever they are? Now, I will admit, as I've gotten older, sometimes I will get an idea to visit a cemetery. And perhaps that's because that's the last connection with them. I don't know. It's a very strange practice that doesn't always make sense to me. There are so many things. People always, in the belief system I had, it was about people going to heaven. You know, it was like always wanting to get somewhere else. Well, then how can anyone be possibly happy here if this is such a horrible place and you're always wanting to get somewhere else? And yet, okay, this person has passed and they've gotten somewhere else, so why is everyone grieving? Like, it was very confusing to me during childhood to understand this whole grieving thing that people did in that way. It was contradictory to me. So as I grew, and probably over the last few years, the belief system that I've adopted that helped change my relationship with grief was this. Now, when I have someone who transitions to the other side, I celebrate them, knowing that they were promoted, that their soul had accomplished what it needed to accomplish here. Whatever soul lesson they came to do here was achieved. So whether they were in utero, or whether they were elderly, or whether their death was known due to illness, whether it was old age, whether it was tragic, they had accomplished whatever they came here to do from a soul level. And I began to realize that I could celebrate my loved one for doing a great job. No matter how they died, no matter how they lived, this is not about the human part of them. This is about their soul. And knowing that they accomplished what was needed to accomplish for them to be able to go to the next level, that has brought me such comfort. I still grieve for the loss of the human, but I am able to also feel that joy for them. And also, I am now actively seeking to hone my abilities to reconnect with my loved ones on the other side and the loved ones of others. I know that I'm a bridge. I've been a bridge for a long time, and to be able to offer something to the people who are left behind is a joy that I can't begin to think of anything better than to bring a grieving person a message from someone they love. Because when you are grieving, sometimes you cannot hear or think of anything else but the person you've lost. So, a rather somber topic for today. However, death has become such a huge part of my life that I have learned to honor all the death, all the loss, remembering how valuable everything is, every person is, with gratitude before it's gone from my life. May you always forgive, and may you always ask for forgiveness before the loss has left this life. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Please join me every Saturday as I release a new podcast episode, and check out tammycoin.com/academy of possibilities for more possibilities and things to come.